بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. النبي برز رضي الله تعالى عنه قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول بآخرة إذا أراد أن يقوم من المجلس سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. فقال رجل يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إنك لا تقول قولا ما كنت تقوله فيما مضى. قال ذلك كفارة لما يكون في المجلس. رواه الحاكم أبو عبد الله في المستدرك من رواية عائشة رضي الله عنها وقال صحيح الإسناد. هذا أبو برزار رضي الله عنه narrates when the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم intended getting up from an assembly, then the last things he will say was this: سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. Glory be to you, Allah, and praise be to you. I testify that there is none worthy of worship except you. I seek your forgiveness and I turn to you in repentance. I turn in repentance to you. On hearing this, a man asked, O Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are saying something which you did not say in the past. He replied, it is an atonement, kafara, for whatever futile talk that took place in the assembly. Abu Barzah radiallahu anhu narrates, when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam intended getting up from an assembly majlis, then the last things that he will say was this: Subhanakallahumma bihamdik ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Glory be to you, O Allah, and praise be to you. I testify that there is none worthy of worship except you. I seek your forgiveness and turn in repentance to you. On hearing this, a man asked, O Messenger of Allah, you are saying something which you did not say in the past. Right, is atonement for whatever futile talk that took place in the assembly. So this al-kaffara majlis. So the Sahabi said, I heard something that you didn't say before, maybe. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ الْفَتْحُ وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ فَوَجَا. In this surah, Allah's talking about, gesture towards Rasulullah that now is your time to come to us, your death. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ تَسْبِيحْ تَحْمِيدْ إِسْتِغْفَارْ. So, Azamijan, radiallahu anhu, says, Rasulullah used to say in his rukun sajda, the du'as we have written out on the notice board, Subhanakallahumma bihamdik, Subhanakallahumma rabbana, Subhanakallahumma rabbana, Alhamdikallahumma fili. In his rukun sajda, like Subhana rabbi al-azim, Fasabbi bismi rabbika al-azim, Subhanabbi bismi rabbika al-a'la, alladhi khalaqa fasawwa. So, you say, Subhana rabbi al-a'la. So, when Fasabbi bihamdi rabbika wa astaghfir innaka. So he also used to say this in rukun sajda, sunnah, I should say, subhanakallah. So the sahabi says, I hear you say something which I did not hear in the past, maybe also because of this, because now is your time to, whenever Rasulullah, and also Imam Bukhari, the last hadith, he brings kalimatani habibatan, kafara majlis, subhanallah bihamdi, subhanallah al-azim, end of your life with tasbih, tahmid, istighfar. So in abundance, and especially in these blessed days, so abundance, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, Allahumma fili, Allahumma fili. And read the two rakats in there, read 100 times, Allahumma fili wa tub alayhi innaka tawwabur ghafur, Rabbi fili wa tub alayhi innaka tawwabur rahim, Allahumma fili wa tub alayhi innaka tawwabur rahim. In salat, the two rakats, nafil I taught, in ruku, in sajda, 10 times. The lot of istighfar, especially now, the ummah needs a lot of istighfar too. So whenever you finish your majlis, anywhere, every time, even if it's an evil majlis, or a good majlis, any majlis, Subhanakallah, bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhanakallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.